Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Sam Morris.
Woo, it is our Sloppy Seconds extra special. Do you make that noise in the gym?
No.
Okay.
That, if you hear that noise in the gym, go home. You don't want to be at that
gym. I hear that noise in my gym all the time because there's two fucking straight knobheads, right? And they're like...
Oh, hang on. I know exactly which two
you know mean. Them. I yeah. know them. We all know them in the fucking gym because they're knobs.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to our Sloppy Seconds special weekly release of us, the Gossip Gays. Do you want to do the Get In Touch?
Yeah, go on. Because don't forget, you can get in touch. We need you to get in touch. And if you want to get in touch and share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, funny stories, anything, camp, crazy. Or cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com. Does anyone check that email anymore?
I do.
Do you check it?
Nobody emails us.
Okay. I actually did think, should I take that out and just really ham in on the WhatsApp? I feel like yeah. the WhatsApp and the form might be a better...
Which is...
Yeah, I feel like if people had picked the method people use, no one's yeah. sent me an email on that email. By the way, it goes personally to me, so you could contact the DJ Billy Andrew if you want. Well,
yeah, you know what? That's fine. Scratch that. So don't email us. Why don't you DM us on Instagram instead? That's at gossipgazepod.com. And you heard Lily May say it. You can get in touch via the WhatsApp. We've got text notes on there. If you want to remain a nonny, just say. And we're never going to out you. We'll even disguise your voice if you need.
Have we got a voice note this week?
We don't have a voice note this week.
Well,
don't.
There you go.
Okay, well,
it's because people were too busy emailing you, Billy.
get on those bloody voice notes, people, please. And we should address Danny Beard isn't in the room today.
Oh. No, Danny Beard's getting some new teeth. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes,
that's not a secret.
We've
said that on the podcast.
Yeah, so Dan's been messaging me while he's there, and it's a lot more evasive than what I originally thought he was going for.
Danny posted a picture of themselves on TikTok.
Like was mid that video, procedure. It looked very like it was giving hillbilly.
Jump scare.
Yeah.
That but was a jump
he's
scare.
He's just had this done today. I'm showing the people in the studio an x-ray and they've implanted his teeth up there. So it's all, I believe, individual implants.
Are they trying to get to his brain?
He said he's in a lot of pain.
I bet. That's deep.
But I'm sure we'll hear all about it when he gets back.
I'm sure Dan's going to tell us all how much pain Danny's in.
Absolutely.
There's some lovely new teeth. Well, enough about Danny anyway.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Billy?
I've had the best gig of my entire life this past weekend just gone. So Friday night, it was Kim Petras and Zara Larsson in Manchester. And then the venue that I work in is Via was just rammed afterwards. And when I tell you what... The energy I got from the room, what I gave back in terms of music, we just kept, honestly, giving and receiving all night, all
wow.
of us.
That it sounds like your kind of night.
Good sex. Yeah.
Honest to God, it was like, and by the way, I stayed sober the whole time, and I did have one drink, and I was like, oh my God, this feels incredible.
Just high off life, baby.
Yeah, the room was electric, and thank you to anybody who even messaged me afterwards and was like, that was amazing.
People messaged you?
At least five people. Which I think is at not least bad.
Five people with a life.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Five people I didn't know in my other inbox.
That's great.
That's what I mean. So thank you to those people.
Five
That's
people so who fun. Had their life changed.
And you are welcome for the best night of your life. But Sam, we've not spoken about you. What have you been doing?
Oh my God.
You've moved house.
I have had the most stressful week of my life. Very long story short, I had 30 days to find somewhere new to live.
30 days.
Always camp, cuckoo and crazy.
So your landlord was like, you've got 30 days, mate.
Basically, I'll summarise. Essentially, we could have stayed if we agreed to this like insane contract, loads more money, and also add in the fact that he's never done any repairs in the last 6 months.
He was forcing you out,
so,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, no. And then my flatmate is American. His visa lasts for 9 months, so we already agreed a six-month a contract. Right. Then last minute he was like, no, it has to be 12 months. So, because it's not legal for him to just kick us out, but we can't sign the contract that he wants us to sign, that he knows we can't sign it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's basically found a legal loophole to like kick us out.
Got you.
Which is insane because we've always paid rent, we've always paid it on time. There's literally no reason to kick us out.
He wants rid and wants more money for that
money.
Flat.
Yeah. Anyway, found somewhere new. I found somewhere new within about a week, moved in the other day. So I got that move done fast.
Yeah.
Chris came over from France. He was already coming
over
from France.
Bonjour, Chris.
Bonjour.
And that was like a whole extra layer of stress because it was so nice to see him. But he did just watch me pack for a few days and stuff like that.
Did he not help?
No, he did help. Okay. He helped a lot. No, he helped a lot. It was lovely. It made it a bit complicated because obviously English is not his first language. Mm-hmm. And he helped me pack. Lovely. He labelled every box books. I don't have that many books. So I was sort of moving all these boxes. I was like, what's in this box? It's like, books. I was like, I don't have this many books. It's like, yeah, it's books. Any box that wasn't for the kitchen, he labelled books.
Aww. Which... I never label any of my boxes. I'll sort it out when it gets to the other location.
Chris also met some of my mates for the first time.
Ooh.
That's a big deal for me. Yeah. I don't mind admitting the fact that I gatekeep my love life from my social life and family life and stuff. Until it's
is that
ready.
A red flag or like a green flag?
For me? What, for me? Do I, is that a red flag on me?
For somebody dating you, I'm like, I would be like, why is he not interested? Does he not like this would be me. I'd be like, this is a red flag. I don't think he fancies me. He's not.
No,
does he have any friends?
I let them go on FaceTime just to prove I had friends.
Right.
And to prove I had a mother. But I do gatekeep.
You're there, like, call somebody, like, what, do you know one of those apps where you can, like, rent a friend?
Yeah.
You're like, please FaceTime me.
It's just Siri.
Yeah.
No, so I keep them apart for quite a bit because sometimes I've had friends get relationships get quite intertwined with my friendship groups or even situationships get quite intertwined and then just becomes very messy.
Yeah.
And also my mom becomes very invested in anyone that I'm dating.
So are you scared that it's going to end and then all those other people are going to be sort of part of that process?
There's two parts of it. One side is like my ex, he was... No offense to Alex. He was very toxic, like lovely guy, but like just was not ready for a relationship and it had to end. And then for the next 6 months, all my friends were like, oh, well, I loved Alex. I was like, well, I go fucking then. Go shag Alex. If you like him so much, like stop making this more complicated for me.
And you can be a nice person and not be right in a relationship.
Exactly.
Which is like what you're saying.
So that's exactly what I'm saying. And then on the flip side, I mean, I've been guilty of this. I've dated people before where essentially it's broke up badly. And their friends were involved. And actually, their friends liked me more and stopped being friends with him and became my friends.
Oh, so you're scared you're going to lose friends to French firemen?
So I've been on the bad end of this. I've been the villain. I've stolen people's friends in a breakup. But this is why I'm like, I do gatekeep the situation a little bit.
Right, you've learned a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
I just think it's, I think it's the same way you shouldn't jump into a relationship. Don't jump into... the friends and family.
Yeah. So do you think there's like a time limit or does it feel right for you at a
when it
point?
Feels right?
Yeah.
When I'm like, yeah, I'm committed to this. I'm like, yeah, this can, because then otherwise it becomes a whole other issue that you've not introduced anyone.
What about you, Billy, then? Would you do that?
See, so my first relationship, I met them through a friendship group. So then we all kind of knew each other. But when that ended, I felt like I broke up with all my friends as well.
Yeah.
It was hell, that first one. What? But my current relationship with Morgan, I injected him quite quickly.
I think he injected you from what I've heard.
into my friendship group. And now he's part of the group. So if me and Morgan ever break up, well, we can't ever break up Because
I know people that have broken up and they're like, shadow friends anymore.
It is interesting. I suppose it depends on how that relationship can move forward. Because my last significant relationship, and probably my only really significant relationship, we were together for 2.5 years. We met through friends and we are still friends. In fact, he was the person I went on holiday with last year.
Oh, yeah.
And when we broke up, I was really terrified of losing him first, but I was also terrified of the judgment from all our friends. But our friends had observed our relationship the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I was really worried that there is always that dynamic of like, are people going to pick sides? People can decide who was right or wrong in that relationship or whatever. And it was kind of fine. Like, good. You tell people it's fine and you explain that. I think it comes with understanding of your friends and your friends sort of maybe not inserting themselves and making judgments based on, you know, and I guess it's the respect from the two people as well. But I feel like there's a way forward where you can keep your friends. And I feel like if your friends are going off with your partner as their friends and said, like, that's more of, those aren't friends, are they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when this happened where I had this like situationship and then his friends basically left him for me, they already had their own issues.
Yeah.
But basically they acted on that as like the ignition point.
Yeah, the breakup isn't the issue, it's the friendship, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, it actually, it went very well. It was very interesting because Chris, don't forget, is a French fireman. I didn't have to say fireman, I just enjoy it. but as a Frenchman, has never met a Yorkshireman before. Has met Billy, but that was in Via.
Yeah, and it was too really loud for us to even chat. It was like a quick hi, hello. Yeah. How are you?
So I was quite nervous because Chris can barely understand me sometimes.
Yeah.
How is he going to understand three people from Yorkshire who don't even have the same Yorkshire accent because they're all from different parts of Yorkshire?
Yeah.
It went okay. We had dinner first and one of my friends put off his accent. It sounded like he was doing a very bad impression of me. But then the girls, like, Chris could not understand them at all at first. And I was thinking, I was like, am I going to have to start talking in French in like a Yorkshire accent to help him start to pick it up?
Like, did you?
No, I should have. I could have.
Could you now?
Merci beaucoup. Ils n'ont pas parlé français. Je voudrais du croissant, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, that's good.
I should have done that. It would have helped a lot.
That
would have helped a lot. Eventually, after a couple hours, he started to understand Yorkshire people.
Oh,
and
good.
That Yorkshire exists. And it was a beautiful moment.
That's gorgeous. I love that.
It was great. He was, by the end of the night, he was trying to set up Jade with just men he was finding in the bar.
Brilliant. I love that. But isn't that so nice when then, like, does it make you feel like your relationship's kind of taken a step because of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's nice. That's and like great. I said, I even let him chat to my mom on the phone.
Wow.
They haven't met yet because, like I said, I already know my mom's too invested. Mm-hmm. She might be listening to this. I'm sorry, mom. But it scares me sometimes when family get very invested because then I feel like I have something to prove.
It's so difficult, isn't it? When you like someone and I feel like you desperately want to tell people you like them. Like, it's hard to keep it in. And then just those like seeds of doubt set in and then you're like, oh, I'll be so embarrassed if I say how much I like this person and then it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
But it's fine, isn't it? Like, if the more we like accept that we all get rejected and it's actually got nothing to do with you, it's the connection. It's not even the other person, it's the connection that isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, the easier it kind of gets. And I say that, absolutely don't subscribe to it.
You're absolutely right. And I do both. I will openly be like, oh yeah, I really like this person. I'm like, oh, can I meet him? No.
Yeah.
No, I really like him. Go away.
You always put those shields in place. I love it.
Well, thank you for the quick little therapy session. I feel for it. I feel better for it. But yeah, new flat, nice relationship. Things are happening. I'll go to France next month.
Oh, it's a lovely week and a lovely vibe and year, I feel, for the Gossip Gays.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling 2024 is the Gossip Gays year.
Maybe so.
Absolutely, darling.
Right, I think we spoke a bit much about ourselves. Should we actually?
This is
actually about the listener.
Yeah, it is meant to be.
The Gossip Gays. Right. Well, we'll be back after this short little break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Are you turned on by tittle tattle?
I love a bit of tittle tattle.
Well, then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and telling them to listen to this podcast, The Gossip Gays.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze Sloppy Seconds Part 2.
I think this first letter has come right on the right episode because me and Bailey go to the gym together.
Mm. This particular gym, by the way. Yeah. It says, I go to the same gym as Sam, I can see on there.
Yeah, so hi Gossip Gaze. Mm. I go to the same gym as Sam.
And Billy.
I wanted to ask about gym etiquette. I don't know about other people's experiences, but some of the worst judgments and looks I've received are all from our own community. A community. Not from Sam, but other OF type of gays. Just to clarify, I'm not an OF type of gay. That sounds like...
What's an OF gay?
OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. I wanted to clarify that. I thought that might be the case.
Yeah. The way that was phrased made it sound like I was one of the OnlyFans gays. I'm not... Mom, I don't have an OnlyFans.
But you know what? If this podcast doesn't take off, if you lose all your clients,
yeah,
quick book.
Just one thing we'll say. I think the biggest rumour and misconception about the gyms in general is that people are looking at you.
Oh my god, yes.
The biggest mistake, I know it looks like it, you go in, it feels like everyone's looking at you. You need to remember that, like, it's one of the few places in the world where you don't have a screen to avert your eyes to.
Mm-hmm.
So people either look at the phone or they just look in the area.
Yeah. And also the people who you're on about, like the OnlyFans gays or whatever, they're looking at themselves. I promise you, they are not looking at anybody else in that room.
Not, like, that's there's true. Three options. Like, from working in gyms quite a while,
yeah,
it's 99% of the time is one of three things.
Mm.
One is they are looking at themselves.
Yeah.
Two, they're looking for a piece of kit. Three, they are just, it's brain rot. They're just looking in a direction. I do it like three times a day. I accidentally might make eye contact with someone because I'm just staring.
To be fair, though, when I go to the gym, I kind of see like a cute guy. I do like look over a little bit, like, but it's only the cute ones. So if you're ugly, I won't be looking down.
So that is what sometimes people do, like check you out in the gym. But so if someone's looking at you, it might be because they think you're cute. No one ever looks at someone
and goes, ha ha, look at that.
Yeah. No one's looking at you because they dislike you. They just don't pay attention to you.
For sure.
Also, like, I have looked at people who are using a piece of equipment that I'm like, is that how you use it? Like, I'm just checking because I might be like looking to use that equipment.
I actually do get that quite a lot where people watch me work out because then they'll ask me questions after.
Yeah.
But so it is honestly like, it's not as hostile as you think. And also, plot twist, the big buff guys in the gym, they are the most insecure people you'll ever meet. They are the most insecure people you ever meet. I know I sound insane, but the reason they get that so big is pure
insecurity. Yeah.
Like it is because you end up creating this weird sort of like body dysmorphia where it's like, okay, I got a bit bigger, but that guy's bigger. I need to get big. So honestly, like from chatting to bodybuilders are the most like insecure people I've ever met.
Wow.
And a lot of the people who are like very fit in the gym, they're not They've got their own things they're dealing with.
Yeah,
they're probably not really like looking to start a fight with you. They probably are just a bit more insecure about themselves.
Yeah.
So what should we say? What do you think the etiquette is
in terms of etiquette? Yeah. So gym etiquette is actually a very broad term, right?
Mm.
So if this is a question about looking at people, that's not really like a gym etiquette thing. I think the etiquette around it is trying not to stare at people. But also just acknowledge that person's probably not trying to start a fight or like is actually judging you.
I think do you think you should smile if someone or just
I try to. Yeah.
I don't think I'd smile. I think I'd avert my eyes if somebody was like if I genuinely thought someone was looking at me, I'd look over and then I'd look away and then I'd see if they were still looking. If they were still looking, I then might look even more. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. But to be fair, I've been going to the gym on and off, can I just say, on and off for like multiple years. And I've never been in a situation where I thought, oh, that person's looking at me. Oh, that person's looking at me. I think it comes from thinking that people are when you first start out at the gym, maybe.
You're just self-conscious, aren't you? Yeah.
It can be really scary when you're going into something that you feel.
I was a bag of nerves. I was shaking before I went to the gym the first time ever. Yeah. And I got a personal trainer. This was back in Leeds ages ago. And he just made me feel really comfortable. So if that's any advice to anybody out there, get a personal trainer, even if it's just for like the first 6 months.
I think going to the gym with someone else is such a massive part of taking away that sort of shame of, because you might feel insecure about being new to it. You might feel insecure about the way you look. And when you have those things in there in your mind, when you go into the gym, and obviously you go into the gym often to be fitter or for your mental health, or because you do want to change the way you look. So that is at the forefront of your mind when you are there. Mm. And therefore, of course, you're going to be more conscious if people are looking at you and making judgments.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but like I personally, when I go to the gym now, I try and take away all those narratives from my own mind, even if I'm doing it for a particular reason, and try and go in there with fun. I don't set certain goals. I go in there and I listen to music that I like and I use machines that I know how to use and I try and enjoy it as much as possible so that I can distract myself from those thoughts.
I tell a lot of my clients who are struggling to come by themselves exactly the same thing. So, because the whole process should be enjoyable, right? It shouldn't be this big, awful thing you have to do. It should be a positive part of your lifestyle. So if you don't enjoy the actual workout, then you should focus on finding a podcast you like, finding like music that you like, and just make the gym your space that you listen to that.
Yeah.
And the gym is the secondary thing. Also, it really comes down to what gym you're at, but you really might actually find a nice community in your gym. So Eccles in particular, the one that we're at, they are actually like a lot of nice people. Everyone knows each other. Everyone gets on. So sometimes if you want to like share a piece of kit, for example, don't be scared to ask someone if like you could share it.
I would never do that. No. I'd be fucking petrified
honestly,
to do that.
Is like advanced level gym etiquette. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I like going with you, because Sam will go ask somebody something. And I'm like, oh my God, you're going to ask that person something.
But yeah, but honestly, like I think you might be able to make friends at the gym. And I think it's not as scary as you think. It's daunting.
Yeah.
Daunting when you're there. But don't be scared to like have a chat to people, because what's the worst that's going
to
happen?
I would never chat to anybody in the gym. Ever. My cap is on, my head is down, and there's your workout, and then I'm off.
The Gossip Gaze.
Now, Hetty Roo 101 is making a comeback.
You know what? And for good reason.
People wanted it.
I feel like we stopped doing this for a bit, and then the Hetty's got out of control.
People demanded that it came back. Now, this section, for those who haven't heard it before, this is where you can submit things straight people do that shouldn't be allowed. And each week we'll decide which one should be banished and never found again in Hetty Room 101.
We're just pushing forward gay rights, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're pushing forward gay rights, taking a few away from the straights.
We've got 4 submissions today for us to debate and speak about.
Nice, okay. Oh, this one's already a bit triggering, I feel.
Go on.
Just a bit. Well, Ali Bean wants to put the words banter or vibes into Hetty Room 101. I don't think those are heterosexual exclusive.
I think the term vibe is fine.
Thank God.
But, yeah.
I love vibe.
That's the one that triggered me. I use vibes a lot. Honestly,
I'm such a vibe-based person.
Yeah. Yeah.
No thoughts, just vibes.
Yeah. No feelings, just vibes.
It's become a filler word for me.
Mm-hmm.
in general. If I don't know what to say, because it is just vibes.
Yeah.
Also, when I use the term vibe, I'm using it in the term of like the atmosphere of the room, the vibes, right? I'm personally on a good vibe, maybe.
Yeah.
All the vibes off. Sometimes if my friend is showing me just like a Hinge profile and I can't exactly say what's wrong with it, but I know there's something wrong with it, the vibes are off.
Exactly.
And you know exactly what I mean.
Yes, yeah. Also, I have, because we're kind of ignoring the word banter here. Banter, I have used previously, but I do think it's a very hetty word.
It's hetty coded. It's hetty coded.
So it's tricky because can we split this?
So we have to split it.
Or because do we accept it as a whole?
I would like to counter offer. Okay. My counter offer, vibes is off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think vibes is essential in today's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Banter. Now, if you get rid of banter, I don't think there's a replacement with the banter. What I think Ali Bean 15 is actually complaining about is like the Love Island-ification of the word banter.
Interesting.
Where it's like just straight people on shows just being like, oh, I want banter, it's good banter, and they're just chatting regularly.
Yeah.
I think it's the Love Islandification of the word banter. So my counter offer is no, leave banter alone, but that particular use of banter, I think we can...
Oh, no, I think ban banter completely.
You think ban banter completely?
It needs to go.
I think we need Ali to come back and say, are they happy with what we're saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Ali, get back in touch, please. I think we need to review this. So I think this needs to go into like a holding room.
Yeah, that's... the holding room 101.
Yeah. Look, before we can actually make a decision on
Ali,
this.
Ali, we'll say now, vibes is off the table, but we're open to banter. Yeah. As in the banning of banter.
It's up for review, so we'll have to keep that there. Billy, do you want to read the next one?
Right, straights putting their hand in each other's back pockets while...
whilst walking in public.
That does give me the ick.
In public. And that's from Nick. I don't think I'm not aware of it. Maybe I'm too engrossed in
you're in a gay
world.
Yeah.
And I actually don't venture to places that straight people go that much. I go, my Aldi's a gay Aldi. I go gay Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
I go gay gym, and I work on gay street, Canal Street, Manchester. And I come in and do a gay pod. I don't interact with the straights often.
You only see heterosexuals under a full moon.
I did go to Market Street not so long ago.
Well, I was going to say...
Hell.
Yeah.
I am never going back to Market Street as long as I live.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It's horrible. And I don't recall seeing anybody with their hands in the back pockets, but I did see a lot of sights that I truly never want to see again.
Yeah. No, I think it's a bit of it. Because here's the thing, right?
Mm.
If gays were doing that, the uproar...
Gays would be doing that while fisting each other.
Uproar.
It's too tame. Can I just say, it's disgusting to see. Like, it's really violating to see. Like, it's always like a grim man with his hands down the pocket of a woman's jeans. And it makes me feel so ill when I see it. It really knocks me sick.
Whenever I see it, it's always someone's aunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's middle-aged people as well. It's not young people.
Room, petty room, 101.
I think that one is a contender.
That is definitely a contender.
So I'll read this next one. This comes from Lydia Puff. calling a bottomless brunch a botty bee.
I've never heard of botty bee.
Sounds like a lobotomy.
And you know what? Give it to me. Give me that botty bee brain rot.
Botty bee.
So you do brunches. Have you ever heard botty bee?
I don't interact with the public at these brunches.
Separate.
I do. Don't get me wrong. The brunches are really fun for who they cater for. I mean... I do a Britney brunch, which I absolutely love, and it started with the gays coming, but now we get the Hindu, so, and I'm quite up high, so I don't actually talk to anybody. And then when I do like the Buff Bingo brunch, which is exclusively hen parties pretty much, I don't speak to anybody.
I kind of like how you talk about this as if it's sort of like kind of charity work that you kind of separate yourself from. This is your charity work for the straight.
Absolutely.
Billy said at the start of the episode, he loves to give back with his DJing work.
There we go. And I do give back to them and they all have a good time. But I've never heard it called a botty bee.
No.
Sounds like my like name on Grindr years ago.
Botty bee. Yeah.
Botty Billy.
I've definitely gone to a clinic because I was worried about the botty bees.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry, Lydia. I've never heard this before. I am going to Bottomless Brunch on Saturday and I will call it a botty bee the entire time because that's fantastic.
It's fun. I love it when we shorten phrases like the Corrie Nash.
The Corrie Nash.
I did right. I I believe I invented this, and people have taken this next level. I used to work in a newsroom, and believe it or not, and when the last election was, I was coining the phrase Jenny. Maybe it actually was the election before previous. I was calling it a Jenny, and I was getting everyone around there. I was like, can we call it a Jenny, please?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The serious people in the newsroom didn't take it serious, but we were calling it a Jenny. And then next Jenny that came along, everyone was calling it like a Jenny Alec or something like that.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. I invented Jenny, and I love all these Holly Bobs, all of it. Like, give it to me. So I'm actually a fan of this. It does sound a little bit worse than others, but I just love this kind of, what is it, sort of,
the abbreviation slang.
Yeah, exactly. And it feels like an evolution of language.
I'm not going to lie, Lydia. I think putting Botty B in Hetty Room 101 would be homophobic because
homophobic.
These abbreviations... What's the Jubilee one?
Platy Jubes.
They are very queer-coded.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The reason they get so big is because queer people push them on Instagram.
They're silly.
Yeah.
They're silly.
Like, queer people push these words...
But the reason why we've not heard of this one is because no queers go to brunch anymore except you this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm going to call it Botty B.
Yeah. I feel like it's very hun.
It is very hun.
And like, for sure. I don't want to ever dampen on hun culture.
I'm a Botty B apologist.
So actually what we've done is, Lydia wants to get rid of it, but we're actually giving it a platform and we're endorsing it.
No, we're putting it forward for Gossip Gays Word of the Year this year. So thank you,
Lydia, and please keep listening.
We should do a Gossip Gays Botty B brunch.
I'd love that.
And the tagline, sorry Lydia.
We'll have to invite her.
Yeah.
She can host therapy.
It. Yeah. There's one more.
Yeah.
Stained Tupperware.
I hate stained Tupperware.
I hate it.
Fucking disgusting.
I think the gays are just as guilty of it though.
As soon as it goes stained, I'm sorry, planet. I'm sorry, universe. I throw it.
Are you up there?
As soon as it's stained a different funny colour, I can't be cooking out else in there. It makes me feel sick.
It's always spag bol or curry.
Does
not make everything taste like spag bol or curry.
Do you know what? I have learnt the hard way and I don't do it anymore. I don't do it to myself. I have learned the hard way about it. I hate seeing like orangey stained Tupperware in my cupboards. And if somebody tried to serve me food in that, I'm sorry, I'd leave.
I think it has to be a private Tupperware. Like you can only, that can never see public.
Yeah, for sure.
True. I mean, every time I've had slightly stained Tupperware, I have been ashamed to take it to work.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, but straights aren't. I think that's probably what the core of this is.
Okay. Yeah.
I've been around a work environment where people have been around. And also I've seen a lot of people use Tupperware boxes in public that are pretty minging.
It is straight men more than anything.
Yeah,
isn't
straight
it?
Middle-aged men.
Look.
Why that
strong contender. Strong. Don't leave the 18-year-olds out too. I've seen the students with their stained Tupperware.
I don't hang out with 18-year-olds.
Well, I don't hang out with them. I want that record. I don't hang out with them.
I spend as little time with teenagers. Yeah.
I see them. They're in my workspace sometimes.
Yeah. No. Right. So shall we review all the submissions and decide?
Right. Yeah. We're only putting one in, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Look, Ali Bean. Banter and Vibes, under review.
Mm-hmm.
Under review, I think straight to put in the hands in pockets, strong contender.
Yeah.
Botty B is iconic and is now standard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's between stained Tupperware and back pockets, right? I personally would vote for back pockets.
I'm going to go for stained Tupperware because I don't recall this back pocket scenario happening in my life. And I thought, ooh, yeah.
Okay, Lily May.
I appreciate your sheltered life, Billy, and I love that for you.
Okay, good.
But unfortunately, it's such a visceral experience for me when I see a hand down a pocket. And maybe it's because they're straight and it's a man with his hands down a woman's...
Yeah.
Is it kind of like...
As a woman, it's just violation.
Is it a sign of affection or is it a sign of like...
I mean, it's a sign that they're fucking horny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's probably like... It's probably a bit of horniness. It's probably a bit of this is my woman sort of vibe.
Okay, yeah.
He's probably trying to spice up the relationship a little bit, you know, be a bit naughty in public or whatever. And you know what? You're probably in your own world a little bit, aren't you? Like when you want to be affectionate with someone, but it just feels, hold the hand or something.
Yeah.
Or just give him a little peck or whatever. But please, it's not a convenient way to walk around.
No, it's not actually. I was thinking about that. Like to have my hand in Morgan's back pocket as we walk.
And they're like, moving, your bum's moving.
That's what I mean, because I actually walk a bit slower than Morgan, so he has to slow down for me, because otherwise I feel like I'm running.
Yeah, it's like you're on a lead.
Yeah.
You know what I've just realised? Straight people putting their hands in each other's back pockets and staying Tupperware. I've seen both of these in TK Maxx. Should we just put TK Maxx
in? Don't you dare put TK Maxx. Don't you dare. That's ridiculous.
That is the main contender I see for people putting their back pockets and bum hands in.
There's
bum
no
back
time
pockets.
To be doing that in TK Maxx.
I'm telling you, Lynn May, some people are not taking TK Maxx as seriously as you are.
That's a piss take.
We will go to the Arndale right now, and I guarantee it'll take 10 seconds to see both of those things.
I said I'm not going to Market Street ever again, so you won't find me in TK Maxx down. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Me and Lily May are going to do a gossip
Billy's
game.
Protecting his peace.
Yes, absolutely.
Whereas we're going to do a Gossip Gaze investigates on the front lines of TK Maxx.
Please wow. don't. Please don't. We don't want to go to that hell place.
Okay, well, straight to putting their hands in bum pat pockets. Room 101. Room 101.
I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, fair.
Perfect.
Fair. Well, don't forget, you can submit your own contenders. Petty Room 101. Annie Bean, please get back in touch and give us a counter offer.
Yes, please, Ali. Okay,
yeah, we need that. Please, please, please.
That's the little Brucey bonus done. If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
You can do it by getting in touch by emailing us, letters@gossipgazepod.com.
No, nope, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're scrapping that.
DM us.
You can DM us on Instagram @GossipGazePod. See, this is fucked up now because the script's changing as we're moving. You can get in touch via WhatsApp. Send voice notes, people, because we want to hear your voice. And if you don't want to have your voice on aired publicly, we can disguise it. So no stress, no dramas.
No stress,
and we'll see you on Thursday with the main episode. And Danny will be back to tell us all about his new teeth. Is that it then?
Yeah, that's
perfect.
It. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.